all in. You, have you ever run camera? It was 4 p.m. I was sitting alone in the videotape library. A producer had burst through the door and was pointing at me. No, I haven't, I responded. No problem. Come with me. He led me down to the television studio where Jim Simpson was sitting behind a desk about to start his college football show. We're short on people, the producer said to me. Put this headset on and stand behind this camera. If Simpson shifts in his chair, move the camera a little bit to follow him. I did the entire half-hour show, moving the camera about a quarter of an inch left or right as needed. I'm proud to say I never missed a beat. That's the way it was in those early years. We were often scrambling, and everybody did what we could to help out. In my entire 30-plus year career with ESPN, it was the only time I was ever behind the camera. After a few months driving and working in the mailroom, I had been promoted to the videotape library. It was simple enough work. If a producer needed tape from, say, the 1975 World Series, we'd pull it and sign it out. There were no computers or digital video files back then. We kept paper records and worked with index cards and shelves of videotapes. The library was staffed 24 hours a day, and at various times, I worked all 3 8-hour shifts, including the late one from midnight to 8 a.m. During those wee morning hours, there were just a handful of people in the building, each doing our own thing. Still, we managed to find each other. Chuck Pagano and I would screen hockey games together. Chris Berman would drop by to pick up some videotapes. Or we would all just shoot the breeze in the hallways during breaks. By the time I started at ESPN in January 1981, we'd only been on the air for 1 year and 4 months, but we were growing so fast that our physical space had a hard time keeping up. We now had several buildings. We were short on parking, people doubled up on desks, and when